Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anthony Scaramucci, a former hedge fund manager, is the new White House communications chief. And Sean Spicer, the press secretary and acting communications director, has resigned. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor. President Trump's legal advisors are said to be looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that they could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling. VOA White House correspondent Peter Heinlein has the story.
The New York Times reports Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the team Mueller has assembled for his Russia probe. The checks are said to be in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is said to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Trump fired. A member of Trump's outside legal team, Jay Sekulow, said the lawyers will consistently evaluate the issue of conflicts and raise them in the appropriate venue, even complaining to Mueller directly if needed. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
Officials in Israel say three Israelis have died, one more wounded after a Palestinian broke into a home in a West Bank settlement and stabbed the inhabitants. Elsewhere, clashes between Israeli security forces and Palestinians broke out after Israeli police barred Muslim men under the age of 50 from entering a contested Jerusalem holy place for prayers. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson held meetings in Washington with his counterpart from Oman to discuss, among other issues, the diplomatic standoff between four Arab nations and Qatar. Last week, Tillerson was in Qatar, where he signed a memorandum with the U.S. in which the U.S. and Doha agreed to address many of the terrorism-related concerns that Qatar's Arab neighbors have expressed. Tillerson talked about progress the country has been making.
Well, I think as a follow-on to our trip over there last week, there has been some, I think, positive movement. The Qataris have continued to move forward on the MOU that the U.S. and Qatar entered into to address many of the terrorism, terror financing, counterterrorism concerns that people have, and they have been very aggressive in implementing that agreement. So I think we're satisfied with the effort they're putting forth.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Both U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and National Counterterrorism Center Director Nick Rasmussen say there is no proof Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed. There have been multiple reports in recent weeks from Russia, Syria, Iran, and even a human rights organization that Baghdadi was killed in Iraq or Syria. Some analysts also have suggested IS leaders have tried to signal to supporters that Baghdadi is still in charge. Venezuela's opposition-controlled Congress has appointed a slate of new judges to the Supreme Court, and the government-stacked High Court has wasted no time in declaring those nominations null and in violation of the Constitution. Opposition lawmaker Sonia Medina says the magistrates, who are supporters of President Nicolas Maduro, are usurping those who really should be there. Meantime, Juan José Mendoza is head of the constitutional branch of the Supreme Court. He called on civil and military authorities to respond with actions that he did not specify. Opposition lawmakers have been at odds with the Supreme Court since they won a majority in Congress in 2015. They appointed a slate of judges in an escalating fight against President Maduro's plan to rewrite the Constitution, a move they see as a power grab. The death toll from anti-government protest has now topped 100. U.S. will be prohibiting American citizens from traveling to North Korea due to mounting concerns, they say, over the serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the birthday boy, Al DiMeola, the master guitarist, 63 years old on Saturday, the 22nd of July. I had the joy of seeing Al DiMeola live once again. I've seen him live a few times over these years, and this was just a couple of weeks ago at the famous jazz club on Times Square in Manhattan, New York City, called Iridium. He was playing in an all-acoustic duo setting, and it was very intimate and most enjoyable. I've been sharing some acoustic work by Al DiMeola with you on this edition of Jazz America, and we'll continue to do that, as well as giving you a little bit of his electric work, too. He's one of the most versatile players of the guitar in all of jazz history. Happy birthday, Al DiMeola, the man from Jersey City, New Jersey. That's where he was born. Well, this gentleman you're just about to hear is another musical son of the state of New Jersey, adjacent to New York, just walking distance across a bridge or two from New York. And his name, Count Basie, royalty from Red Bank, New Jersey. Here's Count Basie and his orchestra. And we'll go back to 1941 and let the on-stage announcer introduced this song written by Count Basie to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
We're at Cafe Society, but we're jumping at the Woodside. Thank you.
gotta miss someone to be complete. What you do to me is easy to describe. With words that every kitty cat would surely understand. What you do to me is express an happy sigh. But I will try to put it more discreetly. What you do to me, call it paradise or hell. But not the kind of which the ordinary organ tries to tell. What you do to me is express an happy sigh. But I will try to put it more concretely. Seems like you gotta miss someone to be complete. Seems like you gotta miss someone to be complete. Seems like you gotta miss someone to be complete.
That is a new discovery for me, a wonderful vocalist, pianist, and composer who I saw at the recent Montreal Jazz Festival playing in the band and collaborating on some of the songs, as far as writing goes, with Kurt Rosenwinkel. Her name is Olivia Trummer, and from her album Fly Now, Gotta Miss Someone. Hope you enjoyed that refreshing new vocal sound here on VOA's Jazz America. And now let's turn once again to the acoustic side of the music of Al Di Meola. Earlier in the program, we have learned of his inspiration taken from the Beatles from a very young age. Well, there's another major influence that he exhibited in his live performance at Iridium that I witnessed in New York City a couple of weeks ago. And that influence is the great composer and musician from Argentina, the late, great Astor Piazzolla. You know, there's a lot of classical involved in the Beatles and in Piazzolla, and a lot of European root. Is that maybe something?
I think so. I mean, you know, Piazzolla was really, it progressed from the Beatles to Chick, you know, and then sure. Meeting Piazzolla and becoming a friend of his and absorbing his music, you know, and realizing that, you know, fusion in jazz was very cerebral and intellectual, you know, but Piazzolla had a way of, you know, hitting you directly in the heart, you know, and that wide range of emotions that he had from his music. At the same time, it was very difficult to play, you know, but he had you know, simultaneously reaching you intellectually and hitting you right in the heart zone. You know what I mean? And that had a great effect on
Germany was there.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You know, on what had happened with my writing as it, you know, evolved since that time of meeting Piazzolla in the beginning of the 80s, you know, which was in Japan. Actually, we met at some of the festivals. Yeah, and I had asked Gary Byrne, because I said, who is this guy, Piazzolla? He's so friendly with me. You know, he knew of my music. He said, well, I'm playing with Piazzolla. He was a guest soloist with him. And I said, well, tell me about the music. He says, Al, it's the hardest music I've ever played. And I said, what? So I had to hear this, you know.
Well, hear it, learn it, and play it he did. Here's an Astor Piazzolla composition, Cafe 1930. Al Di Meola and World Sinfonia, recorded live in Milano in Italy on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is Joe Lovano, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
two of the greatest horn men in jazz today, future NEA Jazz Master Joe Lovano, in my humble opinion, and current NEA Jazz Master Dave Liebman from their new release, Compassion, the music of John Coltrane, with a song entitled Locomotion that was recorded in New York in 2007, 10 years ago, for a special performance for England for the BBC Radio. Hope you enjoyed that. And coming up, more of our celebration of the 63rd birthday of Al Di Meola on Saturday, the 22nd of July. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received from an American listener from New York. His name is John Sirica, and he wrote me, "Hey Russ, I like what I hear of this new Larry Coryell record." Well, I wrote him back to say, I agree, and can I quote you on this? And he wrote, "Yes, I think you could find a better authority than me, but sure." Well, John Sirica, thank you so much. And I found out that Mr. Sirica listens to Jazz America on my Moja Radio website. And you can listen to the latest program anytime you like. Just go to the website, Moja Radio, MOJARADIO.com, and click on the Voice of America logo, and you'll be able to hear the show and see all the songs that are playing while you listen. Well, to the Larry Coryell recording, the last recorded effort before Larry passed away. He had reformed the band he put together in New York in the late 1960s called 11th House. And among those artists who were part of that band that he put back together for this one-off project, the great trumpeter Randy Brecker. Let's enjoy some music featuring Larry Coryell, Randy Brecker, and the rest of the original 11th House from their latest release, Seven Secrets, to begin this set on VOA's Jazz America.
One, two, three.
one knows how long did I follow the rules. Some are afraid. Ooh la la la. What the day when I said ooh la la la. Walking down, every step in life, it's so easy to drown. Straight ahead, watching faces I am, I'm walking down.
Once again, showing off on acoustic guitar with Russian vocalist Leonid Agutin. He invited Al to get together with him and record some work, and they did just that with great results on the album you just heard from, Cosmopolitan Life. And from that, the song Tango. Once again, a little bit of that international sound, world jazz, if you will, from one of the main purveyors of the style, Al Di Meola. Let's return for one more bit of conversation with Al Di Meola, learn more about his association with Argentinian musical master Astor Piazzolla, and then look forward to a forthcoming Al Di Meola work he'll tell us about here on VOA's Jazz America.
So then I became friends with Piazzolla, and he sent me like a whole stack of music that he wanted to hear me do. And he wrote me letters. I got letters from him, and I wrote him back letters.
How old was he at that time?
He had to be in his early 70s.
Mm-hmm. Young man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe 60s. Maybe, mm-hmm. Yeah, actually. Mm-hmm. You know. And he died to, you know, in fact, the next project was going to be me and him.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
We met in New York at the Warwick Hotel, and we planned this whole recording. The next next recording was that. So I was with him 4 days before he had a stroke in Paris.
Goodness.
Yeah, at the Amsterdam Jazz Festival. And he said, I've just got to finish this opera he was working on, and then the next project was me and him. But I continue, you know, his work, you know, in my show.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
In a beautiful
any show
way.
That I do, I'll always include something of him. And hopefully the Beatles, too, always. You know.
And if he's looking from up there, he's very happy, yeah. My friend.
Yeah. Stan- with the electric thing, we include some Return to Forever as well, you know, because that's part of my history.
You know, Stanley and Mingus were going to do something together, and Mingus passed away.
Oh,
isn't that odd? You ask him about that.
Mingus opened the show at Carnegie Hall, which was, you know, Return to Forever was headlining.
Right.
And Mingus opened the show.
Right.
His Newport Jazz Festival. That was my first show at RTF.
Wow.
When I was 19.
Wow. Okay, lastly, for our folks around the world, we got the word that there's a new release coming soon, so give us the advance word of this wonderful work.
This is called Opus, and we played three songs from the new CD in duet form tonight. Really happy with it.
All acoustic?
It's all on, and no, it's mostly acoustic, but there's some electric too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And an homage to your daughter.
Yeah, yeah. It's 12 new compositions. And I'm really, really happy with it.
Thank you, Al. So good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
And all the best.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thanks for coming out.
Happy birthday, Al DiMeola. That's Al Electric and Acoustic with Global Safari from his album Kiss My Axe. His axe meaning his guitar, of course. And oh, what a great master of guitar he is. Future NEA jazz master, in my humble opinion. And birthday boy, 63, on Saturday the 22nd of July, Al DiMeola. Well, he's mentioned his mentor and the gentleman who gave him such a big break when he was only a teenager, Chick Corea, a number of times. Here's Chick with Samba Yantra from Now He Sings, Now He Sobs on Jazz America from VOA 1. there is an award for the busiest man in jazz, it would have to go, this year and for the last few years, to the great bassist, composer, band leader, and educator and motivator of so many different projects in jazz, Christian McBride. That was his big band, his album, The Good Feeling, and Brother Mister. He's going to be unleashing a new big band at the Newport Jazz Festival coming up the weekend of the 4th through the 6th of August, and we'll preview that on the next Jazz America. We'll talk to Christian as well as John Medeski, VJ Iyer, and Michael League of Snarky Puppy. A preview of the next Newport Jazz Festival on the next Jazz America. I hope you'll join me then.